You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Now is not the time to shrink or crumble. Now is not the time to play small. I think that the world needs more leadership, the world needs more positivity, and the world needs more solutions. Just a heads up, the media is not giving you any solutions. That is not happening right now. They're only giving you negativity and woe and worry and fear and anxiety, and that's where a lot of people are right now. So you, the network marketer, us, we've been preparing for this day. We've been preparing for this. And, if you have, read Napoleon Hill, Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy, all these amazing greats, then you are better prepared to handle this kind of situation than most of the people that have lost their jobs. And I'm not picking on them. I'm not making fun of them. I'm just putting you in their shoes, right? There's a lot of people that are finding out that they are, how financially fragile they are. And that sucks. I mean, I was, and so let's rock and roll. So three of the pillars, I'm going to talk about what you can do kind of personally. I'm not sure I like that font. How's that? It's okay. I'm going to talk about, personally, and then I'm going to talk about, prospecting, maybe not in this order, don't hold me to it, and then marketing. And by the way, one thing that we are doing, because it's interesting, because I've been training for two very different types of companies. I've been training the very social media forward companies who mainly built their businesses on social media. But then I've also been training some of the other companies that didn't really have, training for social media for their reps. And so those companies are needing a lot of guidance. The companies that have been social media forward and had a lot of their reps on social media, rocking Instagram, Facebook, etc., they just need some tweaks. So I'm going to provide you those tweaks. I'm going to share with you what language to use so that it doesn't look like you're taking advantage of people, but also help you with your mindset there too. Then we'll get into marketing. The companies that did not have a basis of social media training in their, in the corporate office from the corporate down, they're ones kind of scrambling right now. We're gonna help you too. I do wanna tackle this. And so some of the elements I wanna talk about, I wanna talk about your mindset, and I also wanna talk about some daily habits that I'm suggesting, especially right now, all right? So first of all, mindset. There are two ways of thinking that are very false right now. One, people are thinking, man, if I talk about my business, then I'm taking advantage of people right now. And I just want to share with you, because maybe you're not aware. Here, let me take it. Go Colts. All right. So, I don't know why. Why do I do this stuff? But anyway, so you may be thinking that you're taking advantage of people right now. And one, you may or may not know this actually, but my network marketing career was birthed out of crisis. Okay. So I would not be in this profession if it wasn't for the real estate market crash of 2008. Never would have come here. Never would have happened. So let me tell you a story. In fact, I just saw my buddy on here, my boy Chris. I saw Chris on here, which is awesome. And so when the real estate market crashed in 2008, I had been making pretty good money in real estate, and was rocking and rolling, was making good money. I thought, man, this is amazing. This is awesome. And when the real estate market crashed, I lost everything. And so every single dime I had ever made, gone. Wiped out my 401k, wiped out my IRA that I'd had since I was 18 years old, cashed in a savings bond my dad had sent me, sold furniture. Still, despite all that, lost everything, went into foreclosure, also went through a divorce, at one point was sleeping on my buddy Sean's couch, and it was tough times. And so, and the interesting thing is back then in that crisis, which definitely was a crisis, almost everyone I knew, same, right? Almost every single person I knew, whether it was title agents, whether it was realtors, real estate agents, real estate investors, for sure, almost everyone I knew had also bitten off more than they could chew and were also broke. And so I'm so grateful that my buddy Chris out of Cape Coral, Florida, took advantage of me in that crisis and invited me to check out his network marketing organization, because that changed my life. That turned my life around. Now, what if, throw in the scenario, what if Chris had thought, you know what, man, everyone's losing some money, you know, I probably shouldn't reach out to him because I don't want him to think that I'm trying to take advantage of the situation or anything, and you know, so maybe I won't reach out to him. What if he didn't? I don't know, what would I have done? Because let me paint the scenario for you. I'm dead broke. My credit score is terrible, right? You go through foreclosure, that'll hurt you a little bit. And no one was hiring. There's no jobs. You had jobs back then. There are no jobs, right? Now that's kind of similar to right now. A lot of people losing jobs. A lot of people uncertain about their jobs. I just talked to, I can't say names, but someone I really, really respect actually just had to lay 100 people off. Sucks. That sucks. It's, you know, it's tough out there. And so now is the time to understand one major thing. And that is there are people like me. There are people like me right now looking for a solution. Now, are there people out there that are just, you know, I sure hope the government takes care of me, right? Are there people that sure hope that stimulus checks gets in here, I'm out of pork rinds, right? Are there people not willing to take control of their situation, not really looking for a solution, looking for a handout, then yes. But for you not to reach out to people, for you not to tell people that you have a solution is very selfish. It means you care more about how you look than possibly helping some of these people. And let's also look at the difference here. So who was mainly affected? Now, I'm not saying everyone, but during the real estate market crash, who was mainly affected? Right, business owners, realtors, real estate investors. Who wasn't as affected? Waiters, waitresses, bartenders, nightclub. Right, that yeah, they got fewer tips, but they at least were open. I mean, when you were sad back in 2008, you could at least go to the bar. Now you can't. There is no bar. And so you have to understand that there's a whole host of people that are being displaced or have been displaced or are worried about being displaced, and they don't know what the hell to do. They don't know who Napoleon Hill is. They don't know who Jim Rohn is. They don't know self-development because they haven't been doing that. They weren't pursuing massive success. They were just doing their job, okay? And so for you not to offer a solution is very selfish. And you know, will you be accused of being a profiteer? How dare you try to take advantage, right? Will you be accused of that? You could be. But if that's your number one worry and it prevents you from talking to anybody because of that worry, then you're just not going to reach the people on their hands and knees every single night praying for a solution. You're not going to run into me. You're not going to find me. That was me. I was hoping for a solution. I knew I couldn't afford a franchise. I knew I couldn't start a new business. I didn't have enough credit to do anything, and no one was hiring. What am I going to do? So I'm so grateful my friend Chris took full advantage of me. Greedy Chris, right? And obviously I'm joking here. I'm very grateful for Chris. I've been thanking him for 11 years, right? Really appreciate him. And so you got to challenge your mindset right here. And so that's part one. Part one is, there are people looking for solutions. And if you're not talking to people, if you're not bringing up the fact that you have a home-based business that you can work on social media, right? I mean, think about this. This is crazy. You're legally mandated to stay at home, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts? That literally building on social media just became making money from home, using social media just became the number one desired occupation on planet Earth. That just happened. And so you're either offering that as a solution, and I don't, doesn't mean be smug. Let's as network marketers, let's not be smug. Let's not be like, told you so. Should have joined my business, loser. Yeah, wish you would have joined last month, huh? Right? No. Number one, that doesn't work. All right? No one wants to join someone smug, right? That's disgusting, right? And so no one wants that. The market doesn't need that. Network marketing doesn't need that. Please don't do that. And so let's not do that, but for you not to even bring it up to you. And so I'm going to give you a prospecting script that I think would be very, very helpful to you. Now, I've shared it if you've been on one of my 22 Zooms or team lives that I've done in this last, 3 days, then you've heard it, but I'm gonna share some little tweaks for you as well. And so, but the number one is you gotta change this whole, I'm taking advantage of people. You gotta change it to, hey, I'm just seeing who's open. I'm seeing who's looking for a solution. And I guarantee you, and I put this into perspective. Take the best waiter with the best customer service, the best hustle, the best energy, the best smile. Take the best waiter, the best waitress, the best hotel manager, the best flight attendant, the best bartender, the best head of the chefs. They're all at home. These are productive members of society that are used to hustling and bustling. They're used to making it happen. They're used to dealing with big parties, right? Do you think that they're just and take it easy? Right? And hopefully my internet works out okay. I just saw a little message, so fingers crossed. All right, so number one, stop thinking that you're taking advantage of people and instead know that there are people out there looking for solutions, okay? Number two, some people are saying, well, people ain't buying. I don't know where you're getting your data, but people are buying like crazy. So we are, as sad as it makes me say it, we are a non-essential business, right? Apparently you need toilet paper more than network marketing training, okay? We're not seeing it yet. We're seeing our sales continue. Now, some people at the higher end of the level, like coaching, there's not as many people buying higher end coaching, but books, Amazon book sales, through the roof. Through the absolute roof, man. And our training, our standard training, our script books, our digital courses skyrocketed. And we've been giving a bunch of stuff away. So it's weird how that works out, but that is truth. We actually got a letter either this morning or yesterday from the publisher of our next book, Hay House Publishing, very big publishing house. And they talked about how the Amazon book sales were through the roof. And so people are spending. And hey, let's be honest. If this continues on for an extended period of time, I mean, if 6 months from now we're still quarantined and zombie apocalypse, and we're sharpening our cherry steaks to defend ourselves, then okay, right? People are going to stop spending on things that aren't essential. Fact, I'm with you. That's not where we are right now. That's not the case. That's not the case. People are still buying. You know, one of our clients, Brittany, she does these, I'm probably gonna mess this up, but she does these like nail things. You put these little temporary nail things on, and she's at like, I think she said she was at like 9 million volume for the month. It's like her best month in her career. Most of the health and wellness people that we have in our mastermind, they're having like record months. People are buying. And so like, don't fool yourself. And just think, and just think like this. I've had people say, well, people aren't buying. It's like, okay, what exactly is your solution? We're just like lay down. We're just like, oh, I hope I get it, right? It's so silly. People are buying things. Now, if this continues a really long time, then I'm with you. I agree. We gotta change up the game a little bit, but we're definitely not there yet. And I want to point out again, people are looking for solutions. They have to stay home. They want to use social media. You are in the perfect place here to help them do that. And again, doesn't mean shove it down their throat. Doesn't mean choke them out with it. Doesn't mean call them an idiot if they don't. Then, but they're looking for solutions. Help them out. Someone asked this, the best social media course.com, we're humbly calling it. Right now it's only $7, and that's a ton of stuff. If you need help with social media, then that will help you, I believe. All right, number two, I want to talk a little bit about daily habits. Now, the number one daily habit you need to stop is you need to stop watching so much of the damn news. You got to stop that. Got to stop it. So let me just point out, the media is a for-profit company. They're a for-profit industry, okay? They are for-profit. They are not for you. They are not here as your friend. They are not here. They, quite frankly, they don't want solutions. They don't want things to get better, because that's when their viewership dips. That's when their ad dollars dip. They want chaos. They want you freaking out. They want you losing your damn mind to buy every can of Navy beans, right? They want you on high fear, high anxiety, because that's when you watch the most of them, okay? And so you got to stop. You got to stop that. Now, I'm not saying just, you know, walk around ignorant and don't know anything that's going on, right? There's some things that you may need to know, and you can probably Google those things, right? Google those things, find out is the grocery store open? What are the hours, right? Here in Florida, you know, we're used to hurricanes. And so I usually don't know that a hurricane is coming until I'm like in the grocery store and I see people buying up all this water and beer. So I see everyone buying water and beer. I'm like, maybe there's a hurricane. And I'll look at a newspaper. I'm like, hurricane coming. I should probably like do something. And so that's when I know. I don't know before. I don't know because I don't watch the news. I know their game. They are a WMD, a weapon of mass distraction. And so you have to be like next level Dalai Lama to watch the news and not feel bad and not get sad and not, you know, get, you know, up in arms, right? And so I would stay away from that, okay? I would greatly limit, or just eliminate the news. That's just my take. And if you're someone that's I'm addicted, man. I'm addicted to that information, then you're gonna keep doing it. Number two, I would start doing this right here. Gratitude. I would make a gratitude list every single day. It's so important right now for you to stay in a higher vibration and start writing all the things that you're grateful for. And if you have, unfortunately, lost your job, if you have lost a loved one, I hate hearing that, that sucks. If you've lost some things, then you may have to dig deep. You may have to thank yourself that you have eyeballs to watch this, or you have ear holes to hear this, or that you have fingers, or that you have lungs or kidneys, right? I would start making a gratitude list every single day. Every single day, come up with at least 10 things that you can be grateful for. And if you start off, that is like, it's like the bridge to better things in your life. This is the exact opposite of what the news is shoving down your throat. And so like, get, what are you grateful for? And start really tapping into that. Next, I would remember exercise. Don't forget this. You know, if you used to go to the gym and now she closed, I'll tell you one thing I did is, I missed my gym pull-up bar, man. Cause I have a home gym, but I didn't have a pull-up bar. So I ordered one. And so I'm like, yay, I missed my pull-ups. And so, I would be exercising. Understand that everything you do right now, there's a delay in results. There's a delay. And so if you aren't working out and you're overeating, then you're going to get a delay and you're going to be Flabby McFlaberson. And so if that matters to you at all, then be aware. Yes, we're in a different routine now that we're all staying at home with the kids. But I wouldn't forget that. I mean, just doing, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, doing what you can, very important. In fact, I forget what book this was from. I think it was a Tim Ferriss book. I think Tools of Titans, but I could be wrong here. They asked Richard Branson, what's the number one thing? If you had one thing, what's the number one thing you can do for productivity? He said exercise, because it keeps the blood flowing. It keeps the mind working better. It keeps you from, you know, boost your immune system. I would highly suggest that you do that. And here's an optional one. If you're not, running around in a new world, chasing the kids and going bananas, maybe there's a habit. Maybe there's a new habit that you've been wanting to do. Maybe you've been wanting to learn the guitar. Maybe you've been wanting to learn, you know, saxophone. Maybe you've been wanting to learn how to do magic tricks, whatever. Well, if you got more time on your hands, maybe you can go tackle some of this stuff. Go do something new. Go do something fun and exciting, right? And so these are just some personal things that I would suggest.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.